I didn't press record.
Really?
Swear on everything, bro. Oh my
god.
Yo. Bro, we started so good.
I'm fucking dead.
No.
Okay.
We'll do it again. We'll do it again.
Yeah,
we'll do it.
Yeah. All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, guys, welcome back to the Late Talk. I'm Brian
Jay. I'm Jay, I guess.
Bro, we just filmed for like 10 minutes.
At least it was 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Imagine a full hour.
Holy shit.
All right, this is crazy. Okay, so now we're going to rebound. Is that recording?
Let's slow it down.
Okay, sorry.
Hold on, let me process that.
I just drank a Monster.
So wow, bro. Should we just...
No, let this go. All right, let's go.
Okay.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, guys. As you can tell, we're back with a slight upgrade, and we're already fucking up. All right,
so first fuck up, we recorded for 10 minutes, like you said, but we could run it back. Like
I said. We were just explaining shit. Right. Anyways, the first thing I said was... Dude, the jokes were on point, bro.
They were on point. Fuck. All right, jokes.
First things first. Right. Rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
Rest in peace, Uncle Phil.
I already made that joke.
I'm educated now.
But I had to run it back and slide it in again.
It's an inside joke. Get a beer to be.
So, let's just like be real for a second.
All right.
You guys have been asking where we're at. Even though we just explained it, we'll explain it to you again.
We understand.
So, Jay... Take it from here, because it's his fault that we haven't been uploading.
It wasn't my fault, bro. You gotta explain.
Okay.
You gotta explain. This is your podcast.
So,
Mr. Coast.
Let me just like hear me out for a second. With this whole YouTube stuff, everything that we got going on, the podcast, to be completely honest, was at the bottom of my priorities, mainly because honestly, like, we don't make money from it, but that's not why we do it. Like, we're not trying to like be the best and like make a bunch of money off of it. I don't know if you guys thought we made money off this, but we probably make like less than $100 a month off just like the YouTube views and shit.
Yeah, that's true. We make very little. I got my first paycheck and shit.
Yeah, I sent him like $40.
Like $40. You know?
But he was looking up what were you saying?
I was looking up fucking I was looking up shit on the online. I was looking at how much does co-host make, and I told this fool, I'm like, hey, it says they make $30,000 a year.
Yeah, he was looking up co-host salaries.
Yeah, I was trying to look at the salary for the co-host. I was like, yo, what's up? Like, I'm trying to get paid.
But those are like professional level. That's like looking up like how much does a football player make a year.
Yeah, bro.
And then you're in like a youth football team.
So this is
and you're like, coach, what the fuck?
Coach, where's my 30k?
Where's my fucking 200,000?
Hey, one day we're gonna hit that shit though.
Yeah,
one day.
But yeah, that's another funny thing was like, so we just accidentally took like a break, which started out as like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
And we had a podcast ready to go with some good shit. Fresh back from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good episode.
Yeah, we made a good podcast with that one.
But I just never edited it. He offered to edit it.
Yeah.
But something was just telling me like, I don't want to post it. I don't want to edit it. Like, I want to take a break with the podcast. Like, just press pause for a second.
It was like, probably just coming to that time where we needed to take that break. Like, you felt it. And I obviously, like, I offered it, but like, I felt it too. I was like, maybe we should. Like, when you told me, I was like, yeah, let's take that break. So we took it. And we were only like
10 episodes in, and it's kind of a lot, but it's only 10, you know.
Yeah.
Like, but something, I just knew we could do something a little bit better. And as you guys could tell, we upgraded a bit.
Yeah,
we got the mic stands, we got these expensive ass fucking chairs.
Yeah, we gotta talk about the chairs again, bro.
Oh, honestly, okay,
this is
we
crazy.
Can't even call these expensive, because we were at a furniture store looking at furniture.
You're right, those motherfuckers are pricey. Like
three or four times as much as this.
They're like a 1993 Honda Civic, bro. They're like fucking $1,000.
Yeah, I don't like, we were going into the furniture stores expecting to drop like $60 per chair.
Yeah. All fucking poor. Like, we're trying to find the cheapest little chair.
We were
like,
going to
so high.
Yeah, we were going to, first we went to like regular stores where we go, like Big Lots and shit.
Yeah, Big Lots. We went to this random furniture store,
and we went to a discount furniture store, and it was still expensive.
Discount my ass.
Yeah, bro, we just ended up fucking ordering,
but yeah, we got these chairs. These chairs are, I mean, like I said, I would never pay this much for a fucking chair, but we're not gonna discuss the price.
This one already stained his chair. Honestly, it could have been anyone in the room, because we as soon as we got this shit set up, we gave some girls some tattoos.
Bro, I was fucking, I can't, okay, so the tattoo ink, we had ink everywhere, and I was like, all right, we didn't get ink
on it. It's all over this center table, yeah, which, right, by the way, we're going to replace this, because this black just doesn't really go.
Yeah, no, but that's not to go. We're still working on stuff here, but yeah, this fool stained my couch already. He broke my mic, my shit. If you guys hear that, it's all fucked. Hear it. You can hear it?
Yeah.
He fucking broke my shit.
How the fuck, that's your mic. How did I break it?
I'll never hear
it. You're the only one that uses it.
I only come here when I make this podcast. I know.
Yeah, that's why, that's another reason why it's not Jay's fault that we haven't been uploading, because all he has to do is just show up and talk.
Drive down here. I'm chilling, like, I just drive and I'm just here.
And like I was saying earlier, before I forgot to hit record, I did think it could be better, but it's not like we're trying to compete with like the top podcast. You know, we don't need a fucking $25,000 studio with four camera angles and like a bunch of like this whole team, you know, like, we just do this shit for fun because you guys enjoy listening to it. We enjoy telling our stories, having this platform to give you guys relatable information throughout our week and shit. But,
dude, the whole process,
I just felt like it could be a little better. It felt like we weren't doing enough, but they were still entertaining and shit, but we're back.
This whole thing was like fun to make. Like, that's how, like, we know for a fact, we don't have to prove it to anybody, but we know, like, we love doing this. And everything, this, buying these, putting all this together, it's like, oh, it's fun for us. So just getting back on this is like hella, you know, the next step to what's going to be coming the next couple months, weeks, or whatever comes in.
Yeah, and even like the shit on the walls, like we'll definitely change this again.
Yeah.
Well, let me know if you guys like this color, because we're down to paint it again. Fuck
let
it.
Me know if you want me to take off this curtain, because I hate this curtain. I'm not a fan of it.
I don't. Yeah, just kind of, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if this made it into the, or if I, like, I don't know if this made it into the podcast or it was before I hit record.
Yeah.
But we were at the skate park one day, and I was talking about that I wanted to buy wallpaper just because it was just a blank white wall, you know? Like, we needed to add something. And then I finally added it to my cart. It was like a couple dollars per square foot. But then the total was like $600 just for wallpaper. And I was
so
like,
so much money.
He was like, let's just paint it. And I was like, okay. And we literally, like, 2 hours later, we're in here painting. Like, we went
and bought the paint. I was like, dude, let's paint it. Like, it's cool. And we did it. And now, look, we're here. I don't know. I think I chose this color.
Yeah.
But we're going back. He was bouncing me off blue, but there was like hella blue.
And yeah, I wanted like a baby blue, like the merch that is available at the top of the. No, it's not even in stock right now. But I wanted like a lighter blue. He went with this darker blue. Let me know if you guys want a different color. But yeah, this shit is just kind of like filler shit. I'm not going to lie. It was kind of like just I walked into the store and was like, we need something, like some white decorations.
These are Google pictures.
Yeah. Hey, they're all places I've been, though.
Okay, so they have some sentimental value.
This is Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
That's Miami.
Yeah.
That's New York, which I just got back from.
You just got back from that.
Shit was fire. Maybe we'll get into that later. Yeah. But yeah, I feel like we needed a break. Like we said,
I'm high.
Now we have hella shit to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
And a lot of shit has changed.
I'm pretty amped about what the fuck is gonna be happening, bro. Like, there's a lot of stuff.
Why the fuck are you in a suit?
Well, because I told this fool, I was like, yo, it's our first podcast back. It's gonna be meaningful for me, so I gotta dress up, look nice. I actually went on YouTube to try to look up through like how to tie a tie. It's not that hard, but you know, the 5 minute step, it worked pretty good. But yeah, I paid a good amount of money for this stuff, so Goodwill.
But yeah, that's the short explanation of why we've been gone. There wasn't like some deep ass like reason to it. It was just kind of like, we thought it could be better. We ended up taking a little break. Fuck it, okay? You know?
I think it's like mentally draining. Like, we're like, oh yeah, we had to end it because you all just like mentally draining.
Guys, I ended up in a very bad spot
in your life.
I'm in a bad place right now. Not mentally, just I live in Fillmore.
Fucking Fillmore,
dude,
bro.
I love Fillmore. I can't even talk shit about it.
I'll talk shit. I hate Fillmore.
Are you moving in with me or what?
We're hopping into that?
Yeah, fuck it. Since we're on the topic of Fillmore.
All right, so real quick, this guy wants me to move in with him. But the crazy thing is,
what? Okay. Right, let's run it back a little, because we're jumping too far ahead.
A little rap.
Something, you made a big step in your life recently.
I ended up moving, which I never thought I would, bro. You could tell me, like, you're going to be moving. I moved to Bakersfield, and that's like the last place someone wants to move to, you know? Like, let's go to Bakersfield. Like, nah, Bakersfield's not that good, but it's not a big deal. But I recently moved there, and right when I moved there, this fool was like, you want to move in with me? And I was like, bro, I just moved to Bakersfield. I just transferred my job over there. I'm settling in, and I'm down. Like, of course, I want to move in with this fool, but what's up? You should have asked me earlier, bitch.
Well, you had your mind set on Bakersfield for some reason.
Fucking hey, I'm focused out there.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm getting stuff done. I'm actually about thinking about making a business and stuff out there.
You'd get more stuff done here, bro. I swear.
Yeah.
Just saying, bro. If you want that, if you want that 30 grand salary, might have to take the first step and move in with me so we could be more productive.
Might have to be 50.
So you, what made you make the decision to go to Bakersfield?
I felt I was slacking a lot over there in Long Beach. And I felt I was slacking too much. So I was like, nah, this is like distracting for me. And I needed to step away and isolate in the boring neighborhood, which is Bakersfield. There's not much to do out there. And so I'm over there. I was like, damn, I just told my job, like, hey, I'm leaving. And they're like tripping out. And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to go. And everyone's telling me like, why Bakersfield? Like, why you want to go to Bakersfield so much? And I was like, I don't know. I don't even have an answer. I just know I want to go out there for like something. So I made a decision, cut off. I'm already driving down there. I'm going out there with completely nothing, just my car. And yeah, it's working out pretty good so far. I have no problems. I'm staying at my friend's house. He bought his house and he's remodeling everything. And literally the whole house is like all messed up. Like it looks like the floor is all messed up. And I live in the basement of this house in a random neighborhood. So it's creepy as hell at night. But this internet electricity is a bed for me to sleep. Like I'm just laying, like I'm chilling. So it's like, I'm chilling right now, but I'm trying to look forward to like building like a brand, not a brand, building like a company out there.
Yeah.
I want to quit Zoomies. Like I'm done with that. Like I want to do something else and, you know, still film, make videos, come do the podcast, everything I'm doing. So I'm staying focused out there and working and surrounding myself with people and meeting new people out there. So that's what I think I went out there for, to meet new people and make connections.
Yeah. And you already knew like a bunch of people out there, like Mowgli and them.
Yeah, Mowgli and them. Mowgli, my friend Fernando, Ivan, Jeremy, they're all helping me out. They're all like helping me get clicked in to show me the spots, places, and people to be with. So I'm like, yeah, I'm hyped.
How does it feel not living in a car anymore? When's the last time you slept in your car?
Two nights ago. I actually slept over here in Fillmore. I think a while after I left for the tattoo.
That wasn't 2 days ago. That was like 2 weeks ago. My voice? 2 weeks ago.
It's been two weeks.
That was last time?
Yeah, it's been 2 weeks. So I've been sleeping in my car for like two plus years, and now I don't really sleep it anymore.
Does it feel different?
Feels all right.
You feel like you have like your own little spot now?
Oh, bro. I'm at my homie's house. I have like the whiteboard and everything. I got all my to-do list. I got my little section.
The ceiling is like right here.
The ceiling, my stand-up is literally right here on my head, which is fine, but it's like, whoa, what the? You know,
yeah, I mean, if you think about it, that's like how tall your car is.
Car is like right here.
You're used to it.
Put my little thing back, that's it. But yeah, it's cool. I like not living in my car. I mean, doesn't bother me, but fuck it.
Yeah, but yeah, I fucking, one day he was staying the night. It was the day we painted this wall, I think.
Mm-hmm. It was.
And then I just brought it up when he was at my house, because I still live with my parents, but he stays the night sometimes. And I was just like, why don't you just move in here? Like, you sleep here sometimes, you know? Yeah. We do the podcast. I have an office. You can sleep in my office if you're never, ever not comfortable. And now you're comfortable as fuck.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Your mom likes me.
You'd be peeing in my sink. Have you ever peed in my sink?
A little bit.
Shut the fuck up.
I just have to take off the little dribble and, like, wash it up. Because sometimes when I pee, I, like, put my thing in the sink and wash off the...
Your thing? Your dick?
Yeah, my dick. You know, I just didn't want to say it.
Fuck.
But, yeah, I put my dick in the sink and I wash it.
Dude, that was... I thought I knew like most of the shit about you, but when we went to New Jersey and I found out you pee in the sink sometimes, I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro. New Jersey changed you, huh?
I'm like looking forward to all the other new shit I'm gonna learn about you.
Oh, there's some fuck shit about me.
So you're down to move in though?
I'm down to move in. So we're gonna be roommates.
But he can't right now because he just transferred.
2022.
The beginning of 2022.
The end of 2022. No,
really?
I was like,
what
the fuck? You're like, damn. No, I'm kidding.
That's the title of this podcast. You're moving in with me.
Yeah. Dude, okay. I'll move in with you. All right. So mark my words. I'm going to move in with this fool.
And we're going to be
working.
Pumping out fucking
gonna be working.
Content.
That's the only reason why we're doing it. We're going to be working. Obviously, we're good friends. And we're going to just pump shit out. It's going to be crazy.
We're going to fucking pump some other shit out.
Hey, we should make like OnlyFans or some shit.
I already did.
You did?
I just haven't like promoted it yet. But I'm doing, like, I'm making like pretty good money, like just not even showing my face.
Oh shit!
Like I just no. Playing.
I just keep going until you're going.
People, like, some fucking 14-year-old kids already on Google searching, trying to find me.
Hey, if you go find that shit, find it. Hey, if you go on Pornhub.com, you can find this fool's like sex tape on it. I swear to God, this fool has one. Ryan Arnett sex tape. Just put that shit.
You have sex tapes?
Do I have? Actually, recently, I'm not sure my girlfriend's gonna like me saying this, but I put a GoPro on my head.
Shut the fuck up.
To my SD card. You want to watch it? No, I'm just
kidding. GoPro angles.
I swear to God.
Dude, you're crazy.
I'm going to get hated for it. Oh, I'm going to get a text later.
Bro, this fool's crazy. You guys might think like you know him from his videos, but he's even crazier off camera.
Bro, remember the crazy shit we did a couple weeks ago? What, I set my stuff on fire.
Oh, yeah. You want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, I do, bro. It's
okay, when I first met you, you were known as the guy who rides his bike, who tried to ride his bike to San Francisco. You didn't make it yet, but then a few months later, you did it. Now, or like, fast forward a little bit, you lit yourself on fire, jumped off a bridge. Mm-hmm. What made you want to do it again?
Because I didn't do a front flip. I remember after I did that first one, I even told this fool, like, I regret kind of not doing the front flip. And he was like, are you serious? He's like, you can't do it again. I was like, yeah, I probably won't do it again.
The reason, like, I was like, you can't do it again is because the spot he did it, the bridge he jumped off, like, the cops came literally like 10 seconds after.
Yeah.
And they were pretty chill, but like he had to lie himself out of a ticket.
Mm-hmm. It was crazy. Yeah, but then that spot, like, that's the only spot I thought of.
Yeah.
And then randomly, like, one day I swear to God, I get all my ideas like spontaneously. Like, I was sitting there and I thought of it. I was like, dude, there's a spot in Malibu that I know that I used to go cliff jumping with Luke. And I was like, okay, I gotta hit all these people up. I hit you up, Mowgli, Luke. I got everyone together. And I said, all right, I'm doing this flip on fire again.
Like the day before you were moving to Bakersfield. Yeah. It was like your goodbye stunt.
Yeah, I quit my job. The next day, I wanted to go set myself on fire. And the next day, I was going to move to Bakersfield. So this is a three-day process. And yeah, we went to Malibu, hiked down there. I have a whole YouTube video about it, but...
It was a long ass hike though. Just brush over it like, oh, we just took a hike. It was bro. It was fucked. Like, okay, it was probably about like 45, 50 minutes, like the hike itself from the top of the street going down. It was like some pretty steep hills, a lot of dirt, a lot of water we had to go through. I was like muddy as fuck. All for this fool to do a jump.
We did it though.
Hey, yeah, it was pretty fun
though. We got it. But we did two jumps. Well, I did two jumps and the first jump was better. The accidental fire.
Yeah, so assuming like you guys haven't seen his video, go watch it. But just to run it back real quick, he's in layers of clothes. Mm-hmm. We're prepping for him to do this front flip for his video. You know, the climax. You know, the
build up,
the nut. And he lights his arm on fire, pats it out just to test it.
Yeah.
And then he's gonna do another test, but we're gonna record it just to record the test flame. Good thing we did because then that test flame. Little do we know that your homie put lighter fluid everywhere.
Dude, I didn't know my fucking friend, Leo, he put lighter fluid on my back without me knowing.
We thought it was just his little arm.
Yeah, piece. I thought it was just my arm. He light my arm on fire and it gets higher. I'm like, oh, and it starts going higher and I start patting it and it gets all on my back, everywhere. And I'm just like, what the fuck? And this was like, drop in the water.
Yeah.
And I'm
just like, there's nothing else to do. Like, we didn't have a fire extinguisher this time. He's already on fire. I'm recording, like, fuck it, just jump. So, and you said it was burning your hand.
It was burning my hand. So I had gloves this time, but I was doing this too much when the glove fell off and it was actually burning my hands. Like all my hairs got burnt. So they're still not there, but.
So he lands in the water. At this point, he's soaked all of his layers of clothes. He has like three or four pairs of pants on, like five jackets and shirts and shit on.
Yeah.
So he's soaked. So then we start trying to put his clothes in the sun to dry them so he could do it again because it's not going to light if he's wet. Yeah. And so that means like the second time around I let him use my long sleeve shirt for the top layer so at least like something was dry.
Yeah, a little dry.
It worked, like he ended up doing it, but like the first flame was definitely a little better.
Yeah, there's a lot of energy. Everyone was freaking out. They're like laughing because you guys knew I was okay, but like you were laughing like, oh shit, what the fuck. And then the second one I did the flip, so we put all the wet clothes back on. I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna drench myself. I didn't want to waste no one else's time because we were down there for like 4 or 5 hours. So I was like, nah, we'll just do this. And I put it back on. And then he lit me on fire. My friend Danny was filming. And it wasn't as big as I thought it was going to be. I wanted my whole body on flames. But I got the flip. It went down. So it wasn't... I don't know. It didn't feel that like satisfying. But it was cool that I did it. I guess I'm getting props for it. People were like, oh, it was cool.
It was all right.
Yeah. See, it was all right.
You know, like, what was better? Mowgli's ollie.
Mowgli's. All right.
Literally like honest. An hour before... Jay's jump, we're on this hike and I'm gonna put it on the screen. There's this like five stair, it's not even stair, it's like a five block, like it's as tall as Mowgli. Mm-hmm. And he ollied it. Like, I'm not gonna go too much into detail, but he fucking decided he wanted to ollie it. And he did it. We put it in our videos and shit, and some people were mad.
They were mad at Mowgli.
Yeah, like, for playing with his life like that. But, like, he wouldn't have tried it if he wasn't confident. Obviously, yeah. Like, that's not, like, a good...
I just knew he was going to land it, though. Yeah, like, I knew he was going to be okay, but there was, like, a what if in my head.
Yeah, that's
like,
why I was pissed.
What if Mowgli fell and died, you know?
It could have happened, like, but...
Not just died, he would have died.
Yeah. If you notice, as soon as he lands on the ground, he takes a little tic-tac towards, the edge, the big drop. I mean, it wasn't like, how do I explain it? Like, imagine he tic-tacs to the side, hits a little rock.
Damn.
He was going, it's not 100% that he would have fell, but he's going towards the edge. Like, it would have been
damn, playing messy. That shit back in my head, it kind of gives me anxiety. That's crazy.
Imagine being him.
He's probably tripping, but imagine, like, seeing Mowgli's ragdolling.
Yeah, so he was the main character. It, like, straight took away, he like, took, the hype from Jay's jump.
He took the shine, and I respect that. Like, he took the shine. That shit was crazy. Like, he made my video better.
He should go back and do it on fire.
On fire? And jump in the water to turn himself
from
off?
From the very top.
Mowgli, if you're down to do this, hit me up, bro. I'll go film you.
Dude, some kid hit me up and said his friend wanted to do... I'm not going to say it, because if he still wants to do it, like, I don't want to, like,
you could tell burn me, him out. I'll do it.
He wants to do some skate trick on fire. And he just wants me to be there.
Some random kid?
Yeah, these kids from Texas.
Oh, shit.
One of them wants to come down and do something. He wants to do Hollywood 16, the rail, on fire. I just burned him out. So, I forgot his name. If you're listening to this, like, you have to do it now.
You got
to
do it or else I'm going to do it.
I wish I knew his name so I could just put him on blast right now. Sorry for the little pause, even though we got the upgrade. Our camera still stops recording.
We're still
in the middle of the podcast. But... What was I saying? Wants to do the 16 rail on fire. I'm surprised you haven't done any skate shit on fire.
I know. That's what I was literally just thinking. That's why I told him, like, dude, hop on now before I do it. Take his fucking idea. No, I won't do it.
But speaking of skating, that reminds me of another reason that I wanted to kind of take a break for the podcast. I wanted to figure out what I wanted to do with my YouTube channel. Like, I was so confused, like, which direction I wanted to go with YouTube, that I was like, all right, like, I have this other shit going on. Like, I really need to, like, focus on my YouTube videos and the direction of my channel. Because you guys might watch my videos and think, oh, I got everything all figured out. Fuck no. Every single day, pretty much, I'm like, fuck, like, what do I want to do next? Which direction I want to go? Because this YouTube shit's like a game. Like, obviously, I want to be able to do it for as long as possible. And skateboarding content, I felt like, would just get boring, you know? But honestly, I feel like I was kind of wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, it's too soon to tell, but, like, I've seen plenty of creators make skateboarding content and they end up just doing something else, whether it be music or other type of videos.
What directions were you trying to go before?
That's what I didn't know. I knew I want to make funny videos, but I just didn't know what kind of funny videos. You know, there's so much different shit you could do. Take, for example, David Dobrik makes funny videos, right? But he makes, like, the quick selfie vlogging type videos. Danny Duncan makes funny videos, but his is, like, third person vlogging, like, just out doing...
messing around shit, people, like, with someone, pranks.
Yeah, shit like that.
Yeah.
And then there's Nelk, who is just pretty much pranks. But they also, like, party and shit. But, like, and I'm not saying, like, you have to be like one of them. Obviously, you can't copy someone and expect success. There's already them, you know? Like, people aren't going to watch, like, a ripoff of someone. And a lot of times when I do this other, like, funny content, like, people would say I'm trying to be David Dobrik. I'm trying to be Danny Duncan. Like, I wasn't trying to be anyone. I was just trying to figure out what the fuck I want to do. Like, I was just trying a little bit of every type of content. And most of it was pretty fun.
What, like, inspired you to do the pranks? Did something inspire you? You just, like, decided, like, oh, this is funny to me.
Since I was, like, fucking 13, 14, I wanted to do pranks. I bought, like, my first, like, wireless mic when I was, like, 15 or 16. And as soon as I... Did you hear that?
What was that?
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I don't know who the fuck it was.
What the... Wait, no, someone mowed me.
I swear to God.
Wait, what? Was that, like, a ghost?
I thought that was you, bro.
No, bro, I wouldn't do that.
I don't know. Pranks have been something that I've been interested in and entertained by since a young age, but after doing some, I'm confident that I would not enjoy doing that long term. Like, I wouldn't want to be a prank channel. Like, I don't know. Every time I do pranks, people think I'm trying to be a prank channel. I just like doing them sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
But like, something about me, like, I don't want to be stuck to one thing. So I want to be able to do pranks and then the next day just do a harmless vlog. The next day do a fucking sit down video in my office reacting to some shit. You know, like, I don't want to be stuck down to one thing.
So how do you feel right now? Like, what do you want? What are you gravitating towards right now?
Right now, I'm just really going back to my roots. I made a video like going back to like my skate vlogs because like what I said was I wanted to go outside of skateboarding because I felt like it would get boring really quick, which I still do think if you make the same exact thing for a while, like, it's going to get boring. People are going to stop watching. Say I want to be a skateboard YouTuber for however long.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to just make the exact same videos. You know, there's so skateboarding, even skateboarding tricks. You see how skateboarding has evolved over the years.
Yeah.
People are still doing new tricks every single day, you know? But think of skateboarding content. There's much more possibility to like add shit to the video. Like, I could still make funny videos that are skateboard related.
Yeah.
Like, and if I keep doing that, like, as long as I'm making content that I fuck with, which I always have, I won't put out a video that I don't think's funny or entertaining. As long as I keep doing that, there's no reason for me to fall off, even though I'm not technically on yet.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I haven't made it to like a point, that point where I want to be, but just talking about what I currently have, there's no reason for me to lose that following and the like interest in my viewers, as long as I'm just putting out good shit, you know? Like,
I don't have to
stop skating.
I noticed like a lot of kids like skating right now. Like, they love just watching raw skate footage.
Hell yeah.
And like, I know your last video, I'm not sure how many videos ago it was, but you made a video just like a good amount of minutes of just skateboarding, like raw.
Yeah.
At that time, like, you wanted, so right now you're just in the more like the skateboarding vibe.
Yeah. Well, okay. I just uploaded a video like with the tattoo shit in here.
Yeah.
And like, I did that chip challenge with my cousin, but people were like commenting like, oh, I thought you were going back to this. I thought you were doing this. What happened? And I don't know if they misunderstood my video, because I made a video called The Old Brian Arnett Is Back, something along those lines. And in the video, I just kind of talk about, I stopped putting skating in my videos slowly and slowly. And then basically the video was just saying, I'm bringing those skate park, like, skate vlogs back, you know, like, I'm down to put skating in my videos like more. But that didn't mean this videos are only going to be skating. I never said, like, people took it like the other shit I was doing, like the fuck around shit, the pranks, the vlog, like, people thought I was saying that didn't make me happy.
Yeah.
Like, that I didn't enjoy it. Because at the end of the video, I said the skate vlogs are what makes the little kid inside of me happy. But I also said I really enjoy doing the other shit I've been experimenting with.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just trying to find my perfect balance. So my videos right now on my main channel, like, they're not going to change much. I'm just down to put more skateboarding in them.
Yeah.
Like, whenever I skate, like,
little taste of everything.
Yeah, like, but I still want most of it to be just funny shit. Like, but people definitely misunderstood that, and they thought it was going to go back to like just 100% skating, which I don't want to go back to that, because my life's more than just skating.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, we don't go out skating that much. Like, I don't skate every single day. I skate like maybe like twice a week or something like that, and sometimes it's a couple hours. I just happen to be filming every time I skate. Because, you know, it motivates me to do something. But yeah, people think we do skate a lot.
I just took a trip to New York with my girlfriend. I didn't bring my board. I didn't bring my camera. Like, and I had a great time. You know, like, I don't always have to be skating to have a good time.
Yeah.
But I've been skating since I was a little kid. Like, skateboarding is a big part of my life, you know, like, so I was really trying to like get rid of that in a way, because I thought, okay, the only way to get like where I want to be, like, to get more viewers, to get up, like, with the bigger creators, you know? Like, I don't care about being the next biggest YouTuber, you know? Like, Mr. Beast or some shit. Because they're on, like, a whole nother level. Like, I would not want to be doing what Mr. Beast does. It's cool. He's like, handling a lot of money and, like, bringing in, like, all these views. And, like, he's definitely the biggest.
Yeah.
But that's, like, a huge responsibility. Like, I think I would go crazy if I was in his position, you know? Like, that's for him. And I don't even want to be like, all I care about with YouTube is just being happy, making the videos that I want to make, people enjoying them. Mm-hmm. But the reason I, like, I'm striving for those bigger goals is because I want to do this for as long as I can. You know, this shit's so fun.
Yeah.
I want it to keep paying my bills. I want to make more money with it so I can, you know, like, buy a fucking house or some shit one day, you know? Like,
yeah, that'd be cool. That'd
like, be I don't give a fuck about money. I was like, crying one day, like trying to figure out where I want to go with this YouTube shit because, or let me run it back a little more. When I smoke weed, you remember, we talked about on a podcast, I smoked weed and it was, mm-hmm. like, crazy, right?
Yeah.
That was, like, a few months ago. And then since those few months, I smoked a few more times, which I've talked about before. I'm not, like, a stoner. Like, I smoke
occasionally here and
there. I think last year I smoked, like, twice. This year I smoked a few more times just because it really, like, when I smoke, I feel like I'm my little kid self again, like, looking into the future at my current self, if that makes sense. It's fucking weird, but, like,
only you would know, like,
what it like takes me back to, like, when I was, like, 13, and, like, it really, like, makes me realize that I have everything that I've wanted.
Mm.
Because when you're, like, 13, you have no money, you know, like, money is not a factor. Like, nothing matters except going out with your friends, having fun, doing what you love, you know?
Hell yeah.
So that then, like, when it, like, that really opens my mind, and I'm like, okay, like, that's what life's about, you know? Like, life's not just about money. Like, there was never a point where I was like, all right, all I want is money. Like, I truly believe that life is about, like, what you do with your time here, you know? And, like, making the most out of it. And even better than that is influencing people, what we do. Even if I'm not getting, like, the views that I want and shit, like,
mm-hmm.
say, a bad video for me, like, performing, say I only get, like, 15,000 views in 24 hours, that would, like, make me kind of sad, you know? I'm like, fuck, like, why isn't this video doing good? Like most of the time my videos get this many views, blah, blah, blah. But when I actually sit down and, like, think about it, I'm like, okay, that's still 15,000 people in the world.
A lot of people.
That are watching this video.
That's like seven high schools. That's a lot of people.
And as long as they're getting, like, a good response, people are, like, enjoying them, or even just a few comments saying, like, this really made my day, I was having a shitty day. Like, that's, like, I'm affecting people in a positive way. Like, it's still, like,
even if it's just one person, bro, impact one person, that could go a long way. That's why when I started YouTube, that's why I, like, kind of grew up thinking that. This, like, oh, if I impact one person in my videos, that's cool as hell. And there's, like, hella people, and especially, like, your following, you have a lot of little kids following, and they look up to you, or either being skateboarding, or just, like, how you dress, or how you look. Like, people get inspired off that, which is cool, because you do impact people in good ways, I'm sure. And a lot of people.
And that's, honestly, in my opinion, greater than money, you know? Like,
oh, hell yeah, definitely.
And I know I'm kind of, like, bouncing around here, like, I'm not sticking to one topic, but basically what I'm trying to say is I just want to be able to make the shit that I want, influence people, but do it for as long as I can. I thought the only way that I can achieve that is to get outside of skateboarding, because skateboarding is only so big, you know? It's like, say you make tennis videos, there's only, like, a certain number of people that are interested in tennis, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You can't average a million views per video if you're making tennis videos, you know? But if you're making something more broad, like, to a wider audience that anyone could watch, like, pick any fucking YouTuber.
So I got a YouTuber. I know one. A perfect example, Tanner Fox.
Yeah.
He made scooter videos.
Yeah.
I don't know how long. I don't know what about him, but I think he made a video that wasn't scooter related that I caught on and I started watching, and I found out he did scooter videos. So, like, he stepped out that scooter zone to do something else different that caught my attention, because I would never look up scooter stuff because I'm not a scooter.
So imagine Tanner Fox making just regular videos, but they're all titled about scooters, right?
Mm-hmm.
The average person that isn't interested in scooters, like, chances are they're not going to click on it, you know? Not
clicking it, nope.
So he's just kind of like, if he never, like, branched out like he did, so many people would just, like, be missing out on his
content. Tanner Fox,
but he did something that a lot of people, like, it's hard to do.
And now he's, like, into, like, he's going to cars. He did cars. Yeah. He did, like, I think he did flips. And he's still doing the scooter thing here and there. And now he's just making vlogs. I'm not sure what he's doing. I'm not really caught on to Tanner Fox, but
I don't keep up with him that much. I follow him and shit. Yeah. I subscribe to him. But, like, that's what I was trying to do. I was trying to get outside of what I'm doing, but I just didn't know where, like, what that was. if I don't have skateboarding in a video, what do I want to do? You know, like I like traveling.
Yeah, you know,
but that shit's expensive. I like pranks, but those get fucking.
It's a good thing that you try this. It's harder on us for the creator side. We'll just use your example. It's harder on you for the creator side because you make these videos, so that's like your lifestyle. You have to change your lifestyle. So you have to live by these lifestyles. So I understand why it's hard.
Yeah.
It could be emotional. It could be really challenging, mentally challenging, because that's what you got to live on now. So if someone would have made you do cars and you don't want to do cars, you know, it's going to be like, it's going to be annoying for you because you don't care for cars, but your car videos do good. So that's why I'll be a little more stressful for him or me to say anything. So, because this is what we're going to start doing every single day.
Another thing with pranks, I like doing pranks, but I don't want to do those pranks that's like fucking with people too much. Like, I want to fuck with people and like they're gonna laugh after the prank, you know?
Yeah,
like Ross Creations,
there's like levels to pranks.
Yeah, like Nelk triggers people a lot, you know? Like, there's a lot of pranks Nelk does I wouldn't want to do, just because there's like an audience for everything. Like, there's people that like those like fucked up pranks that like ruins people's day,
but like humor and shit.
Like, I would prefer like a funny prank that like people are gonna laugh at me or the joke itself, you know? After they're gonna be like, oh, like you're just fucking with me, like that's funny.
Yeah,
rather than like get the fuck out of here, like stop filming me, like that wasn't fun, you know? Like, I'm sure you guys understand what I'm saying, but pretty much like what I'm trying to like give off is like I just didn't know what the fuck I wanted to do.
Yeah,
and so
happens, bro.
Going back to that like little kid me, another reason was like another thing. I was like, okay, when I was 13-14 years old, I just wanted 100,000 subscribers. I wanted to make skate vlogs, and I wanted to like be where these people that I watched were. A lot of like creators I watched back then were like Garrett Jenner, Andy Schrock, all these like skate YouTubers. And now that I'm like kind of like up here where I wanted to be, like I am where I wanted to be when I was 13. So I think that also was like, okay, like I'm here, now what, you know? Like, what's next? Mm-hmm. That's always where my brain is, like, what's next? So I think like now that like my head was kind of like, okay, well, like I did it, like I like made the little me proud, like now what? Do I just keep doing it, like the same shit, or do I like do something new that I, now that I reached this goal? Like,
keeping it exciting.
If you still kind of don't understand what I'm saying, let's use one more example before we move on. A million subscribers, you know, that's a pretty big number.
Yeah.
But there's some YouTubers who can get a million subscribers in like 5 months. Like, I've seen brand new fucking YouTube channels blow up to like a couple million in like a few months.
Pop off.
You can't do that with skateboarding. Like, a skateboarding YouTuber always grows like pretty like slow and steady.
Really low rate.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, but obviously someone like me, like I'm saying, like I want to reach those big numbers so I can do this shit for as long as possible. I don't know, like I even just talking about it right now, like I'm fucking confused, but you guys get what I'm trying to say. That's where my head was at, like, so this podcast and shit, like just had me like I just didn't want to think about the podcast for a little bit. I just wanted to focus on my videos, and now you ask me like where my head's at with the videos, I still kind of don't fucking know. I just know I'm back to like skating more, which feels good.
Yeah, there you go. So, and you like, kind of get the gist. I mean, even like, dude, we're not gonna figure out what we want to do like right now. There's still a lot of things. We're hella young.
Yeah,
so I understand.
All I've said is, like, I've been saying, like, all I want to do is wake up and be able to film whatever the fuck I want. I feel like I can do that right now. You know, I have my main channel. I can post skating.
Mm-hmm.
We got the podcast if I want to tell about, like, a crazy story that happened throughout the week. Then I also have my, second channel that's, like, for any of that other shit that I was just talking about.
Yeah.
I can post any of that shit on there.
Bro, I think the podcast is going to be really healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Can you leave shit? Like, you felt like better?
Fuck, I don't even know if it made sense what I was saying, but it feels better.
It's gonna make sense, bro. It's gonna make sense. Yeah. You know what's crazy too? I want to jump into the part about like the mansion shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, go for
it. I want to jump into that. So
we got a crazy opportunity.
We got crazy. Like, no one knew about this. Just me and Brian, and we wanted to keep it low key. And I don't know why we wanted to, but just in case. But pretty much, long story short, some guy reached out to Brian about the podcast. Since we first started the podcast, it was like two podcasts in, and he's saying, yo, he wanted to like help us out with like some sponsorships
It was episode two. I got a DM on Instagram.
Yeah.
And he has this company for like managing podcasts and like helping them. They could like help anything from like sets, like studios, bringing in brand sponsorships, deals, or just like editing, filming, like all that. Like, they could do it all. They just wanted to like work with us.
It sounds too good to be true, honestly. Like, we're like, well, okay, is this real?
Yeah.
And then we got invited. He's like, yo, come through to this place.
No, he invited me. I just like.
Oh, yeah, he got invited him, and he invited me after. So I was tagging on. But we went. We're driving up there, like, tripping, because it sent us to Beverly Hills.
Yeah, it was right? A nice ass
house. Super nice. Dude, like, it was so nice. And we kept going higher and higher in the mountain. And we're like, okay, bro, like, this is too high to be, like, we're too low class for this high shit.
Yeah.
And we kept going higher and higher in Beverly Hills. We get there. It's the last house in the end, right?
Yeah, the very top.
Bro, the gates, bro. They open like angels, bro. We're like, what? We drive in the fucking mansion in our Honda, in this old car. And then we're like, what the fuck? You see these nice cars? And the guy comes out. I'm not sure. We can't even name him. No.
Should we not? Let's just call him Brock.
Brock. The homie Brock comes out. He's like, oh, what's up, guy? He brings all his friends. And he's like, oh, come. I'm going to show you around the house. This house, bro, is literally like a football field. Like, big. Like, the backyard. It has beautiful views.
They got a chef. They got the nicest pool. The fucking, like.
They had the whole crew that's like let's say it's a young mansion. Adults.
But it's like
it's a mansion with people just working on their laptops. They're looking at us. We're saying hi to like there's 20 of them in there. Yeah, we're like, hey, what's up, Jay Brian?
Yeah, we felt so out of place. But basically, the reason he brought us there was just to like so we could get to know them. And he was just telling me what they were about, telling me what they had to offer. And like they weren't pushing anything on us. He was just saying it's like up to us. But those first two episodes that we were talking about of the podcast, they were actually uploaded on my channel.
Yeah.
So those two episodes alone got more views than we've gotten on any episodes on this channel.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I wanted to make a new channel for the podcast. So I was very clear about that. Told him like, well, we're not going to be getting like these numbers yet because we're going to be starting from like the fucking dirt, you know? Yep. Like we're going to be starting this new channel. We're only going to be probably getting this many views for a while, but we are going to stick with it. Like we told him we were pretty serious about like being consistent with this shit. And then we stopped posting for 3 months.
Yeah, we did.
No, but yeah, that was crazy.
It was a crazy experience for us, honestly. And I was starstruck because like it's something I'm not used to and we're both not used to, I'm sure. And the next day we see a picture on Instagram in the same house of Wiz Khalifa there and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're just playing pool casually over there. And he's like, yeah, sometimes like Summer Rae comes over here and like he says like other rappers and like big influencers. And even to this day, bro, like we see pictures at the house that influencers that we watch, like FaZe and you know a bunch of other people. So I was like, bro, what the fuck? I was in the same house as these guys.
Yeah, and I wasn't shutting it down right away. Like I was open to it, but I definitely felt like we needed to take a step back and like really like do the podcast first because we were just starting.
Oh yeah, bro, we were in no rush. Like we weren't like, oh, we need to work with these guys. Like we were just like, okay, this is cool, but we need to work on our thing. Like
they asked us
to if we want to work in their podcast room, which is obviously 100 times better than this.
Yeah,
but we're like, no, we feel more comfortable here.
Yeah,
like, this is our scene. So we'll never know what happens in the future, but whatever happens. But
hey, if we record a podcast there, we don't have to worry about someone walking by and moaning.
Yeah, what the fuck, bro? Like, who is that? We gotta go out there and find that fool, bro.
We like if we ever do work with like a company like that though, it'll be when we feel like we're ready 100%. Because just starting like our second episode, and we're just gonna go jump in with this like marketing company that's gonna like bring us sponsorships and shit like that. I really felt like we just needed to like slow down and like do this shit first.
Yeah, it'll been crazy. We're both like hella young, so we don't know what the hell is going on with that stuff. Yeah. Like we need a manager for this.
Yeah, we weren't gonna just fucking jump into like some contracts and shit, but they were cool people.
Yeah, they're cool.
Shout out Brock.
Shout out Brock and the homies.
Yeah, but how come you wanted to bring that up? Just because it was crazy?
I just thought it was crazy. I wanted to share it, bro. Like, honestly, like, that's something that was, like, a cool first step, like, of the podcast. And he saw potential in it. And I was like, damn, if that fool saw potential, like, we have potential.
Yeah.
That's great. I mean, I knew before, but it is a cool thing to bring up. And that was months ago. Like, it was a while ago. But, yeah, we've been holding it back. I just wanted to talk about that. I'm pretty sure he's not going to watch this.
Hopefully we could get some fucking brand deals soon. Because like I said, we don't really be making money out this shit. And we're investing.
We're investing like, all this stuff. And we're going to invest more. This is just the beginning of it. We're eager to start the podcast already. And this is where we're at. Yeah, but there's like a lot of shit going on, bro.
I think I got comments every single day asking when's the next episode. When's the next episode? And also when we took that break, I was kind of like, eh, nobody will notice. You know, like there's only like this many people watching. But like I got hella DMs. Like hella. Like. And I think our Instagram lost followers too.
But yeah. Like,
it might not feel like we're doing like that many numbers, but like I said earlier, when you really think about like, oh, these are hour-long episodes, and if someone's fucking listening to this on their way to work, and like they make us a part of their routine, or even just like tuning in for like a few minutes, like we're still like influencing or like affecting. Yeah. I don't fucking know. Maybe I'm thinking too deep. It's just a podcast. You're in a
deep thought again, huh? Because after you had that whole ass fucking rant, you're like, after you go home, you're like, you're still smiling there. I'm like, what's up? Why are you happy? You're like, I just felt good today.
Yeah, bro. Because like, I mean, I make little 8-minute videos, you know? I can't really like.
You can't really express yourself.
Yeah. So this is like platform.
This is healthy, I'm telling you.
Talk about it, bro.
If I ever get like my girlfriend pregnant or something, I'm feeling something, like, I'm going to come express it on here.
Dude, because that was my next topic.
Shut up.
I didn't want to. I shouldn't break the news out here, but
yeah,
I'm gonna be a father.
No, shut up. You're a fucking liar.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
I'm about to say, holy shit, bro! My heart dropped for a second. I was like, what the fuck, bro? I was like, okay, you just came back from New York.
Yeah,
a whole ass fucking 5 days with your girlfriend in a hotel.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Oh my god,
because I don't really show my girlfriend on social media that much.
Yeah,
because I feel like it's just kind of like a toxic environment. People say like they just, like I said in a different episode, they get too invested. They're creepy. They're fucking like too, I don't know. It's just fucking like
horny as little kid.
Not even just that. Like they're just too much. It's just too much. Like I just rather keep my private shit private, but I do be posting her here and there because I'm fucking in love with her. Like I want to show her off a bit.
Yeah.
But I just get so many comments, that are like, oh, new girlfriend, you got a new girl, who's that? Like, and I'm gonna just address this very briefly. I don't like to talk about like my like previous girls or anything, because obviously out of respect for my current girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
like she doesn't want to be hearing about that. I don't want to be that guy.
I don't want to be hearing
like,
that shit either.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck those girls.
But me and my ex-girlfriend have been split up for like a year now. Like me and my current girlfriend have been together almost this whole year, since like fucking January. I didn't make it official till like fucking April, but we like, it's not, she's not my new girlfriend. Like I don't know if she gets tired of hearing it or she doesn't care, but like I'm definitely like, bro, like
she's probably like another one of these new girlfriend type shit.
No, but yeah, like people don't know, like people think they like know my life from these 8-minute videos.
Yeah,
but there's a lot they don't know.
They don't know anything, bro.
Another thing they don't know is that I have a sister, and I fucked up by saying I have a sister. Why are you looking at me like that? This fool, anytime I bring up my sister, this one gives me the weirdest look.
I try to do that joke.
I was trying to look this way. So, because I knew you were going to fuck it. What?
I try to be like, guy, you know, you have that one friend that's like, ooh, your sister, you better watch it. I'm just kidding. I just wanted a joke.
Where your sister at?
Where's your sister at?
Okay, anyways, I have a sister. But I filmed a video when I got my cat. Fuck, I have to talk about my cat, too. There's so much
shit. So much shit. Bro, just rant it off again. Run it.
Anyways, I filmed the video getting my cat. At the end, I broke the news that I have a sister because my sister has been coming over to the house.
Yeah.
And why are you looking at me like that?
Fuck it.
Okay.
I don't care about your sister.
I'm not that close with my sister, but she's been coming to my house recently. You know, like, she's been visiting. And so I want to film a video with her soon.
Go and talk and listen.
I want to, like, put her on my channel because that's something that people probably did not know, that I have a sister. People didn't even know I had an older brother until I finally put him in a video.
Brandon?
Yeah, and like now everyone knows I have a brother.
I love Brandon.
But I have an older sister too.
Mm-hmm.
But I fucked up by saying I have a sister in the same video that my girlfriend was in. So people thought my girlfriend was my sister. Like, it was fucking stupid.
Oh god.
Because I was like, I point the camera to my girlfriend and I'm like, should I put my sister in a video? And I look at her. Like, I'm asking her if I should put my sister in a video. And people, I don't know if people are just fucking idiots, but they tried to put the pieces together that was my sister. But it's my girlfriend. I love her.
Your sister has never been in a video.
Never. I've never even said my sister in a video.
Yeah, like, you guys never seen his full sister, so I don't want to say that.
Like, my real
I haven't even seen her.
Until you came over to my house and started those fucking jokes. Camera shut off again, but fuck it, we're going over an hour for this episode, especially because we fucking didn't press record for the first few minutes.
Fuck that.
But yeah, I know this isn't going to get out to everybody because only a fraction of my viewers watch the podcast, but for anybody curious, I'm with my girlfriend. You can see her in some of my Instagram posts or on my story or whatever.
What's her at?
Dude, that's what everyone be asking. I've added her a couple times too. Like I've put her at, like, she doesn't be accepting like these fucking creepy ass 15-year-olds, but like
she has like a whole bunch of people requested her.
But like it's funny, but like
that's why I'm scared to put my sister, my girlfriend. I'm scared to put my sister, not my girlfriend, because that shit.
I can't get too mad because I know not everybody that follows me or subscribes to me keeps up with like every piece of content I put out. Mm-hmm. So like obviously like the shit in my personal life that does get out there, like they're not everyone's like I said, really invested.
Yeah.
But for those people that are listening to this right now and are just like waiting for me to say like some personal shit, like, yes, I'm with my girlfriend. We've been together like this whole year. It ain't nothing new. Just came back from New York, had a good ass time.
Was it fun out there? What'd you do?
Dude, we just fucking ate a bunch of food. Like we basically went out there just to go to coffee shops and eat food.
Yeah, look at the
views. We traveled too.
Go ahead.
We went to like Times Square, the Central Park, fucking to Brooklyn.
Statue of Liberty.
We didn't do that. We did like very few like touristy things.
Statue of Liberty is lit.
I've been there before, but we just wanted to like just like be in New York, you know?
Yeah, I feel
like you. Instead of going to all these spots, like, and it was fun. Just like it felt like we lived there for a week. It was cool.
You're there for a day. You extended a day, didn't you?
Yeah, we were out there like because we were only gonna be there like 3 days, three nights, and then basically the first day was kind of just like settling in.
Yeah.
So then there was only like 2 days left, and we slept in every fucking day that we were there. Like
I
know like a lot of people travel and they think, oh, you got to be up at 7 a.m. make the most out of this money you're spending, but like, dude, it was like vacation mode. Like we were sleeping in this comfy ass hotel. Like, dude, I swear we didn't get the day started till like 2 or 3 every day.
I mean usually New York is like a nighttime place too, so yeah. That's where you got lucky, like, you missing a city. Did you get recognized out there?
Yeah, there's this one kid. I'll pull up the clip, I'll put it on the screen too.
What did he do?
We were getting pictures from this photographer. And this kid from the Philippines just happened to be in Times Square at the same time.
That was my first time seeing this.
And he was like, yeah, I seen your story that you were here. And you could just tell, look, he's hyped. Wait for it.
Is that that's the picture you took, huh?
Yeah, the photographer just pressed record. And like, this is like a sick ass moment. Like, you could just tell he's hyped.
Bro, I was smiling.
Like, he's from the Philippines, and I'm from California, and we just happen to be at the same, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that was, like, a magical moment, not to be all cheesy and shit, but, like...
That's like, crazy.
That made me happy. Like, imagine that kid. And the photographer gave him, like, that kid the video.
No way.
Like, yeah.
Oh, so he has, like, forever and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's...
Damn. That food's from the Philippines. He got a memory. He's probably gonna show all his Philippine homies.
But I forgot his name. I'm sorry. I forgot the kid's name. But he's from the Philippines.
What about, like, photographer? Where did he come from?
They'd be just hustling, walking around Times Square, just trying to get pictures of like people.
Oh,
like,
you paid them?
Yeah. He was only asking like $30. I sent him $100 because he was like, just let me, like, I'll take pictures as many as you want for a few minutes. He said 5 minutes, and then he was like $30, and he ended up just like dedicating like a whole like 20 minutes to us, 20-25 minutes. Like, so I was like, this guy's like, you know, like he could have been using that time to get other pictures, make other money. But he was just like, at first it was gonna be just pictures of my girlfriend, but then he ended up taking pictures of her by herself, me by myself, me and her, and then getting that video. Where the fuck was I talking about? Oh, you asked if I met anyone out there, like, I recognize
kid, yeah.
Just a couple people, yeah. But it's just crazy being out there and getting recognized, you know, like being somewhere where you're not even from.
Remember LAX?
Like in Hawaii, huh?
Remember LAX?
What happened to LAX?
And we came back from New Jersey.
Oh, when we got off the plane, and that one kid just happened to be going to the same terminal.
Are you wearing it? You're like, yeah, what's up?
He didn't sound like that. Why? Are you wearing it? He's probably listening to this all offended.
What's up then, bitch? Nah, this kid pressed his ass. No, this one was fucking sick. Because we were walking out the LA, the fucking airplane. We're like, what if we meet someone famous? And you're like, that'd be fucking crazy. I had a feeling I thought it was, and the little kid's like, you're bringing her name. I'm like, oh, you must be the famous one then, bitch.
Oh, yeah, I got a cat.
There you go, going back to Juju. What's up with Juju?
I got a cat. It was my mom's birthday. I was like, I'm gonna surprise her with a cat because she gets lonely, and we have these stray cats that she'd be feeding in our backyard, and they keep coming back because she doesn't stop fucking feeding them. And she's a cat lady. Like, she loves cats. Like, since before I was born, she's always had a bunch of cats, but we can't have them where we live. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just bring one home anyways. She can't say no. I bring home an orange cat. I find out she doesn't like orange cats.
That's like the worst fucking luck.
So then it's basically my cat now.
Juju Barrings.
And then the name is Juju, little orange fucker with some hairy balls.
Yeah, he has some cute little balls.
You're fucking weird. I'm the one that's like flicking them and shit.
You're flicking. You're like this.
Okay, people are gonna call like the Animal Protective Services on me.
Feta or something? Feta?
Pita.
Pita.
Is that it?
That's like, that's like a bread.
Anyways, yeah, so now I'm... that fucker wakes me up every night still. I mean, I had a week off from him when I went to New York, but we tried to give him to my sister because she likes cats too, but she already has two cats, and they didn't get along with him. So we got the fucking cat back, and I was trying to, like, we gave him away like twice, and he just kept coming back, and now I think I get to keep him. I think my mom grew a soft spot for him.
Really?
Well, I mean, like, I still have him. Like,
did he stop meowing?
I think if I get him fixed, my mom says if I get him fixed, he'll probably shut the fuck up.
No more balls?
Well, like, he's like horny. I think that's why he's meowing so much. Like, he wants out and to go fuck. He wants to go fucking smash.
Get
bro.
That fool like a pocket pussy or something. Is that even possible?
Bro, he is a pussy.
Yeah. Okay. Bro, but like, not the balls. His balls are literally like this. They look so cute and they're like perfect.
They do look pretty perfect. But like, I think there's a type of neuter where like they get to keep their balls, but they just can't reproduce.
Or they just suck out their like.
I don't fucking know the procedure.
You should film it and vlog it.
Vlog my cat getting
sucked up by a vacuum.
Dude, people, I get comments every day too. Like, what happened to your cat? I thought you were keeping your cat. Like, even though I was just talking about like we might have had to get rid of him. Like, just because I don't put him on my story every day or put him in my videos doesn't mean that he's not there. Like, people be forgetting I have a life outside of these videos.
People,
bro,
people be trying to get on you for something.
It's so fucking annoying.
Yeah,
bro.
Like a fucking hit list or something.
I can't post anything without people like, I don't know, sometimes that shit,
I might want to just stay at 8k followers forever,
dude.
Fuck like, that shit.
Sometimes I'd be like, I mean, I can easily just not put something for my personal life and nobody will like ask about it, like my sister.
But sometimes it's fun.
Nobody. Yeah, I know. That's why, like, I'm putting so much into these 8-minute videos. That's another thing. People think they know me personally from these 8-minute videos.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm not being myself when I'm on camera, but I pick and choose. I edit it. I get to show which sides of the day. You know? I post, like, once a week these 8-minute videos. You guys see 8 minutes out of a whole week. Like, they don't... They don't even see half of what goes on in my fucking life.
How do you get to know someone off an 8-minute video like once a week? Imagine watching those videos and telling your homies, like, yeah, I'm friends with Brian. Like, I watch, like, I know how he is. He'll probably be down to come over here.
Yeah, people send me their addresses thinking I just go to people's houses every day.
Because like, you do. You just drive up to people's houses.
I've probably been to like 10, like less than 10 like subscribers' houses. And there was only one time where someone sent me their address and I went. And it was because I was doing that shit at Stoner skate park, and he couldn't make it because he had like a test or some shit. Hey, so I was like, all right, fuck it. But since then, if someone just sends me their address, I'm not gonna just show up. Like, that's fucking creepy.
I don't know, bro.
And I knew it was creepy.
I don't know.
And I said in the video, it didn't make. I don't know. It was just,
no, I don't. I'm with those kids that are sending addresses, bro.
You would send your address to like.
No, I wouldn't send it, but I don't see. I see like why they do it, bro. You went all over the New Jersey to this random guy's house.
Yeah, but he didn't ask me to. That's another thing. Like, if someone, I'll give shout outs, I'll go to people's places or whatever, like pull up on them and surprise them, but not if they ask.
But what if
someone asks me for a shout out, I'm not gonna shout them out. I'll shout out people that I see putting in work or I'm like a fan of that I think deserve it, but they didn't ask. Like that kid Jason,
yeah,
that I put in my video.
Who's Jason?
You. No, that one kid.
I didn't watch that video yet.
All right, well, you're a fake ass friend. Anyways,
I am.
I don't even watch your videos.
I know you're a bitch.
I do.
No, you fucking don't.
I only watch it when I'm in them.
You sound like my girlfriend when she only watches videos that I'm in.
She watched my video, the tattoo shit.
And because I'm in it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because you put J Films.
Oh, on the tattoo shit.
Yeah.
I was like, this one got in trouble.
I was like, watch me get in trouble or something. And I did. Okay, she
was upset. But you were just filming me tattoo the girl.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend's fucking. Man, just start talking shit.
No, I didn't get in trouble. She was chill with it, but she was just asking a question. She's like, "What was that? What was this?" I was like, "Oh, okay. It was nothing." Like I just put all the blame on you. I mean, it was you.
Yeah.
Fucking bitch. She gave me in trouble.
Let's hear some more about your life, because I've been talking a lot about my shit. What have you been up to? Bro? What else have you been up to these last few months?
Just living. That's all I've been doing. Just living. Fucking drinking Monster. That's another bad habit I picked up. Oh, I'm going to do boxing soon. I want to try that.
Is it kickboxing or just regular boxing?
Boxing, bro. I'm going to fuck someone up.
Mm-hmm. Just wait till you start training.
Just wait till I start training.
Have you started training?
Yeah, I went training with Ivan a little bit. We're doing some like workouts and shit. Like, I was sore for 2 days, but I'm going to start fucking people up. And once I start getting more educated on boxing, I'm gonna take it to the Bakersfield boxing matches they have over there. I'm gonna knock someone out.
I'll pull up. I'll film it for your channel.
You film it? What if I get knocked out?
Then it's going on my channel.
Dude, imagine if I get knocked out and I come back in this podcast with a purple eye.
You turn into a fucking meme like every time like the Paul brothers have a match and they knock someone out or they get knocked out. Like that would they just suck. Like that one fool. Who the fuck did Jake Paul knock out?
Tyler Woodley?
Some shit like that. I don't know. There was a meme of that fool on the floor or some shit. Like, yeah, you're the next meme.
Hey, fuck it. If I be a meme, nah, there's no way. I'm gonna knock someone
Should
out.
Should I check to make sure we're recording? We're chilling.
We are?
We're an hour in.
Okay, cool.
And I still got hella shit to fire off, bro.
Oh, man.
You know what really grinds my gears?
What grinds your gears, Kerry?
Instagram.
What's wrong with Instagram? Oh.
You were just complaining about Instagram, shit. Too.
We got some cheese mare for Instagram.
All right, you said your engagement's down?
My fucking engagement sucks pee-pee, bro. It sucks. It's the worst thing ever. I never got this low of a numbers. Once, like, only when I had, like, 1,000
falling
followers.
Off, bro.
I'm getting
Young
irrelevant.
Better.
That's why
ratio.
That's why I need to get on a podcast again. I got to do some stupid shit. I got to set myself on fire again. Like, what else I got to do?
I don't know. Just fucking. Apparently, at this point, you just got to fucking know someone at Instagram. Dude, my Instagram keeps fucking like Instagram keeps threatening to delete me because I violate community guidelines. But oh my God, you know how many fucking bitches I see like shaking their ass and like all this fucking slutty shit in my fucking feed popping up, and I'm like. How the fuck do they let this half-naked bitch woman on Instagram, but I can't give my boy Jay a shout-out of him jumping off a bridge on fire?
You know why? You probably use profanity, bro.
Lightly. In my Instagram stories, like...
Run that back what you just said a couple of minutes ago.
But this is YouTube, bro. Like, YouTube, like, I kind of get it. But Instagram, if you look at my stories, if I put the F word, I won't spell it out. I'll put, like, FKN for, like, fucking.
Oh, yeah.
I'll put fucking... Like, because I know Instagram's on my ass, and it started from you jumping off the bridge on fire, and I gave you a shout out and put it on my story, but somehow your video is still up on your fucking Instagram on fire.
Appreciate it.
I'm gonna report that shit.
Appreciate you, bro.
Bro,
I shit ran up some numbers. I got a couple $100 off that. Nah, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, fucking Instagram's like really trying to fucking crack down. It's because
okay, Karen,
they're like, let's get it. How is that being a fucking Karen,
bro? Just chill.
If anything, Instagram's being the Karen. No, Instagram's being the Karen because they're trying to like push that shit on.
Oh, yeah. Instagram's a Karen, but you're being Karen's little sister right now.
What's Karen's little sister?
She's developing into a little bitch.
Well, yeah. If they're fucking pushing me towards the edge, I'm a jump. All right. I'm going on strike.
GoPro boycott.
Yeah, Instagram. Like they're not gonna fucking be fine without me.
Let's be that guy. The guy with the sign is holding some shit. Fuck Instagram. You should do that. Post a picture like that. Let's go do it right now.
I did post something about it for like an hour because I put a screenshot. One of the stories that got deleted and I got like a strike for was me taking a picture of a song I was listening to, like just my dashboard with the song.
You got copyrighted?
And I just typed out the lyrics and it said ho, H-O-E,
mm-hmm.
Like talking about a ho. Yeah. And Instagram deleted it for bullying. It's fucking song lyrics, bro. And they manually reviewed it and confirmed that it went against community guidelines.
So they actually had like a real person
review it. So it was their system and then like a real person reviewed it and confirmed. Because the same shit happened. Somebody DM'd me and they were like, man, I'd kill to meet you. And I replied with the fucking Drewski meme. Like, what do you mean by that? And apparently I was instigating, like I was like trying to make him kill someone, Instagram thought. But then I requested a review and they were like, oh, okay, it was just a fucking meme. But the reason I think they're cracking down on shit like that is because of all these monetization things they're rolling out. Like,
yeah,
when you're going live, you could get badges and get money, IGTV or like whatever. Like, you can make money from like the bigger creators. Yeah. So they're really trying to crack down. Like, you know how the YouTube adpocalypse, like ads, like companies were pulling their ads off because they didn't want their shit displayed on like graphic shit. So like they really like crack down. That's what Instagram's trying to do. They're trying to get this system. It's like to like really remove all the inappropriate shit, but they're doing a shitty ass job, bro. Because me personally, like I don't think I post that bad of shit.
I don't think so too. When you told me about that, I didn't even think anything. I was like, what the fuck? Why?
Like, yeah, most of the shit that they show, because they show me like my account. I'll pull it up right now. They're like, your account status or whatever. Hopefully they fucking... Oh, you could lose access to your account in the future. What's been removed?
How'd you go on that?
You can ask us to review our decision if you think we made a mistake. But all these are already reviewed. Look at you on fire. It was literally just a screenshot of your video. The fucking song lyrics. Me knocking Danny over.
Oh.
Even though they kept his up of him knocking me over.
And they called it bullying?
Yeah, they called it bullying because I fucking...
You're just a bully then.
How the fuck? Dude, they're so soft. And then look, my comment. One of my comments that I left.
What does it say?
It just says, bitch. And they took it off for bullying. It just says, bitch.
Probably someone reported it, bro.
I was replying to someone who was talking shit to me. Like, but he was fucking around and I was fucking around. Like, it was one of my subscribers.
You just said, bitch?
And I just put, bitch. Because he... And he has me as his profile picture. Like, it was clearly just us fucking around and they gave me a strike for that.
That's ridiculous. I don't know. You gotta show me how to do that. I want to see how much stuff I got on me.
You could lose access to your account in the future.
What?
They removed... What is this?
That's some bullshit.
Your story goes against our community guidelines on nudity or sexual activity.
What I do? Oh, wait.
Oh, yeah. That Dude, was, that's a real dick.
That's a bad... yeah, so I...
That one's not gonna be on the screen.
Yeah, okay. So this one... Oh, shit. This one's a little different.
See, I... What the fuck? I don't put that on my story. How is your account still up?
I'm gonna report you. How do you watch it? I want to see that dick one.
It was a video?
I thought it was a picture. It's a video, because that's my massage gun. And it was like... And I placed it with
so
a...
so weird. I don't know if I want you to move it.
I know, bro.
I have a question.
What's up?
Do you have your driver's license yet?
I have my ID.
But you have a driver's license?
No.
You're fucking insane, bro. You drive everywhere. And you don't have a license.
If I get pulled over and they take my car, it's my fault. But I don't drive crazy. I'm not like you.
Well, yeah, but like you could still get pulled over for like not using your blinker or some shit, like forgetting to, you know, like rolling a stop
stupid
sign.
Stupid shit, huh?
Just like some small little shit.
Yeah, that's a big risk I'm taking.
Or sleeping in your car, like when you were doing that, you could have easily, like a cop like came up with his flashlight, like, what are you doing? Let me see you know?
No, they do that. They did that to me a couple of times. They come in, they're like, what are you doing right here? And they want to ask for my license though.
That's crazy, bro. I think I just found out my next prank for my channel.
Shut up, bro. You better not be a cop and pull me over.
I'm gonna find you.
How are you gonna find me?
I'm gonna track you down in Bakersfield.
I'm gonna make sure I have
nothing. I'm gonna get behind you and follow you.
Bro, I'll be okay.
Film it and call the cops on you and say it's a stolen vehicle and just watch you get your car taken.
Get towed. And I'm just sitting there on the curb just waiting.
And I never tell you that I was the one behind it until I post the video.
I'll be like, oh, fuck. I'll be so pissed, bro.
Dude, that'd be... Oh, I just gave someone an idea. Remember that kid that showed up and like stalked you?
Oh yeah,
at Santa Clarita Park. This fool, you explain it.
Oh yeah, I went to go sleep at Santa Clarita Skate Park like around 1 a.m. And they have a big parking lot right there. And I was like, I'm just gonna take a nap here, wake up and skate in the morning. And I posted it on my story. I don't know why. And then I posted like, if you guys know where this is at, I'm gonna be here in the morning. Posted it. Woke up around like 5 a.m. to some kids skating right in front of my car. Like, literally, there's a whole parking lot. He's getting right in front of it. And I was like, what is he doing? And then I look, and he keeps looking into the car. And I was like, oh, shit. He probably knows who I am.
He asked me, too. He DM'd me. And he was like, yo, Jay's sleeping at Santa Clarita Skate Park. Should I go scare the fuck out of him? And I was like, if you don't know him, probably not. Yeah. That's fucking weird.
I know. He told me, he's like, I messaged Brian. And I was like, what? Oh. He said he messaged you. And I was like, what? And I checked my messages and you warned me. You're like, hey, watch out.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, fuck. I was asleep when you told me that. And I was like, damn, bro. I should have moved. And then, yeah, he comes up. He's like, I knew it was you. I was waiting for you. And he sends me all these screenshots. He's like, look, I came here at 4:50 a.m. And he took a picture of my car saying, I'm waiting for you. He sent me a picture and him in the bus at 4 a.m. saying, I'm on my way to you.
Yeah, he told me he stayed up all night. He pulled an all-nighter just to go.
He's going to my new video. I record it. Like, he's like, I'm all amped up right now. I didn't sleep. I was like, oh, shit.
What day did you move to Bakersfield?
It was like October 5th. October 5th was my last day, and October 7th is when I left. That's when I was officially in Bakersfield, 7th.
Okay, so it's been like 2 weeks?
It's been 2 weeks, yeah.
And you haven't uploaded a new video since the fire one.
I
thought you were going out there to focus.
Hey, bro, I'm focusing.
Where's the new video?
First of all, you didn't even watch the new video.
Yes, I did. Look right there, the red bar.
Yeah, like 2 minutes of it.
I know. I couldn't stand the Sony footage, bro. I hate Sony's.
I know, me too. Shout out to Luke, but yeah.
That should look clean.
My video is going up. I got one. But it's because I was waiting for my mic. I got my mic, and I'm going to be a real YouTuber.
Fire.
I'm gonna be a real YouTuber. I'm gonna go to the kiosk stands, take my socks off, and I'm paying $50 if they clean my toes.
Who?
You know the people that I walk by at the malls and they're like, let me clean your shoe up, G. I'll be like, nah, I'm
good. You're going to have them clean your toes?
I'm going to have them clean my fungus ass toe I got.
They'll probably do it.
Yeah, that'd be funny as fuck. Imagine, hey, I'll give, they make only commission. They don't make hourly, as far as I know. So I go up, I'm like, yo, you want to clean my toes real quick? And they're like, what the fuck? Let's see what they say.
Speaking of like equipment and shit, you know what's crazy? I started out YouTube and like for the longest, like for years, I was just doing it like on my iPod or my phone, you know, because iPhones have good cameras.
Yeah.
Really
good cameras.
And once I like started making enough money to where I could like reinvest and get equipment, now I'm like in this position where I have like an expensive ish camera, like multiple cameras, microphones, a MacBook to edit on. Like I got this good equipment.
Yeah, everything.
But my most popular videos are the ones just filmed on my phone. And I always used to think like, I knew like the equipment didn't matter that much. It mattered like what, like the content, like what you were doing in the video. But it's just really crazy. Like now that I'm here, like seeing like, wow, like I thought filming videos on my phone, like, damn, like the people like these, are fun to make. I can't wait till I get this good equipment and I can make them even better. And like, they're going to get more views, more people. But like, it's crazy. Cause like,
yeah,
probably like the top 10 videos on my channel are all on my fucking iPhone 8.
I love just doing that. It's filming shit. Like, oh shit.
It's convenient. I just ordered the iPhone 13 so I could film like the skate shit, because first of all, I just like how skate clips look on iPhone footage. Mm-hmm. And second of all, I don't like bringing a big ass camera into the skate park. And if I'm not using it, having to put it by my bag and risk it getting stolen. And just like, AirDrop is so fucking sick to just AirDrop skate clips, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm just all for like iPhone skate clips.
That's true.
If I post like Instagram footage on Instagram, like it just looks way better iPhone. iPhone. And then YouTube, it's a little like there's more preference. Like, yeah, iPhone footage still looks good on YouTube, but like camera just has way better quality.
Every little shit we have is like good for something.
But yeah, so I just ordered that, and I'm gonna be using that for like the skate content of my videos. But I'm trying to sell my Sony. That's why I said fuck Sony earlier, because I was trying to like transition into
Sony.
I'm selling my camera. Yeah. I'm selling my DSLR. It's not even a DSLR. It's a mirrorless camera, but it's like the A7 III. I'm selling that because I don't use it that much, and I just want to go back to Canon colors. And Canon is like, I started with Canon. My first actual camera was a Canon. I still have the little Canon, the G7X. So I just want all my footage to be Canon. And it was just like
I wonder how differently it looks from this camera to the Sony.
Yeah, because we were using the Sony for the podcast too.
Yeah, we're using the Canon 80D right now.
And these, should we get new lighting? Like, let us know in the fucking comments. Like, what little shit can we improve?
Yeah,
on the podcast.
Yeah, I feel like we should definitely get, you know, add some more stuff to it. Of course.
Yeah.
Like, get rid of these ugly ass drapes, and then this flooring. Yeah, we need to get grass on this.
Why? This fool swears we need fake grass, some turf.
Bro, put some fake grass right here. Tell me how fucking eye poppy that is gonna be.
Wait 1 second. I feel so professional right now, bro.
I know, huh?
Like, not you, probably because you're in a suit. Well, you're wearing those fucking sandals. But like,
that's still professional,
bro. I don't know. This shit makes me happy. I just feel like we're fucking doing it big right now.
Bro. You need to get one of these suits.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next time.
Maybe. You guys want to see me in a suit?
Tell this fool to go in a
1,000
suit.
1,000 likes. And I'll hop in a suit.
1,000 likes, you get in the suit.
Yeah.
Make a real good one. Because this was like, honestly, it's like a 5 out of 10.
I'll go drop more money than we spent on these chairs, on the fucking suit, if this gets 1,000 likes on YouTube.
That much money?
Nah, I'm just kidding. I used that to buy my new camera. Because I do have a camera right now, but I'm not using it because I'm selling it. But
come on, just get the suit next time.
Maybe.
Damn.
What other topics you got? Because I know you got hella.
Nah, I don't got that much.
This episode's been mainly like me talking. I want to hear what Jay Films does besides jerking off on a day-to-day basis. What does your day consist of?
My day?
Getting coffee and just skating.
Get coffee, skate. I like to be a little low-key. Like, I mean, I don't want to do much either. I can't act like I'll do that. Oh, do you want to, you know, you want to know what else I wanted to talk about, actually?
What?
What? We wanted to get guests on here. Yeah. I wanted to get guests so we have another body here to talk, and then we could, you know, can see what the other person gets, because people love guests, and we have a couple people in mind, and but we're thinking about doing that soon. We're just still trying to figure it out. We just wanted to figure out the two seating part. Now we're gonna figure out the third seating, but I wanted to get the homie on here, Danny.
Yeah, him too.
Yeah,
Danny, Ashton, all our close homies that create content,
dude. Sure. It's gonna be crazy. That's what I wanted to talk about, because there's people ask me, "Oh, can you get this guy on here? Can you get that guy on here?" And I'm like, "Yeah, we're just still trying to figure out like what we need to do first. Then after we're gonna start like getting more people in here,
and we'll, crazy. We'll sprinkle them in. It's not gonna be every episode like a guest, but like we'll sprinkle them in here and there.
Yeah, it's not gonna be everything. It's not gonna be like an everyday thing. But yeah,
comment down below who you guys want to see on the podcast.
Not like fucking like Logan Paul, like Danny Duncan. I mean, that'd be cool to get Danny Duncan on here, but
yeah, I know. Danny Duncan, him specifically, like he's very like in his own shit.
Yeah.
Like he you don't even be seeing him collab with people. I'm surprised he collabed with Steve Will Do It.
Like, I know. That's why I saw too. I'm like, I think I saw a video like Danny and like Mike from Logan Paul's podcast. He was like, this is a guy who doesn't even like collaborate with people. Yeah. He's still doing good.
Like he knows his worth. He knows like he creates good shit. Like he's doing just fine.
Yeah, you don't need no one.
He's making like a chicken company. Big Dick's Big Chicken. He's just been promoting that shit.
I'm down for that. I'm gonna eat that shit. Make a review. Where's he gonna be at? Florida?
He's actually like dropping 30 locations in 26 different. No, I'm just making up numbers. Oh, just starting rumors and shit.
I was like, holy
California,
shit.
Virginia, Texas. Just start naming a bunch of fucking. He's on tour right now.
Yeah, fucking. I know. We should go to the LA one.
How much do you think he makes per location? Like per show?
Probably like 20 grand.
No, I remember seeing like he was getting like these checks. This was probably like 2-3 years ago. He was doing tour and I think he was getting like $100,000 checks for each show. Cause I don't know. I remember him like saying he was like saving them up to like buy his mom a house before he did that.
Bro, let's go to
maybe the- I'm fucking way off, but that's just what I thought. But let's it's crazy. Like, what were you gonna say?
Let's go to the LA one, the Danny Duncan one.
I'd be down.
Let's go. How do you get tickets? That's what I'm looking at right now.
Dude, that shit's probably sold out. But honestly, like, they'd be giving him bigger venues. So that's probably why he saved that one for last. Because, like, people, like, he's every show that he does is promotion for the next one. Like, he's showing how fucking sick it is, how much fun people are having, you know?
Yeah, I
so
see that.
So that makes people, like,
I'm trying to have
like,
fun.
Like, look, now you want to go to the LA one?
Yeah, now I want to go.
What so so are fucking a million other people.
Wait, it's turned off.
Yeah, I know. I've seen that shit. This is a long-ass episode.
I know.
This was fire. You guys fuck with the hour-long episodes?
Hey, this makes through an hour. That's crazy. What's our longest podcast?
Like 55 minutes.
55 minutes?
Literally.
We gotta hit the hour. Was this like kill time and like play rock,
paper, scissors? We're already past the hour. We're like an hour 25. Well, there's a couple things that cut out, and we started late and shit, but like, it's probably like hour 17 right now.
Hour
should we end it? We're kind of just like,
I think
rambling
so.
Now.
Yeah, I think we should end it. We talked everything we need to talk.
Hey, but this is a success.
New podcast is out finally after months, and we're proud to announce that we're back.
We're and back better than ever. I don't think we're going to have a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to try to post this shit tomorrow, but like, I don't think we're going to like announce a schedule like, oh, this many a week or like, this day we're post- like just whenever the fuck we do.
Yeah,
but we're gonna be on it. Like yeah. This shit. Ooh,
it's gonna be an Apple Music, now Apple Podcast, Spotify.
We haven't even got accepted for that shit, but it's not on Spotify.
All right, Spotify listeners, if like you're listening
the
out
Anchor,
there,
if you click the Anchor link in the description for the audio only, it'll take you to Anchor, and you could click where you want to listen it to. It's on a few things. Yeah. I don't fucking know. You can listen to it directly from Anchor or go to the Spotify one.
Yeah,
but just click the link in the description if you want to listen to audio. We probably should have said that at the beginning.
I know, we should have. Hey,
for next time, click the link in back. The description. Or if you want to listen to it again, go click it and listen to us fucking talk again.
Go listen to the same exact one again,
but
audio version.
I don't know. Yeah, let's wrap it up. Follow us on Instagram. We're it's good. On screen. Subscribe to our YouTube channels. Anyways, so yeah, let's just shut the fuck up. It's been a good late talk. My boy J Films.
We did it. Back, motherfuckers.
Repost the shit on your fucking story.
Hey, bro.
We'll fucking suck the fuck out of your dick.
Oh yeah. Post this on your story.
Squid Games? You watch Squid Games?
It. No, I don't watch that bullshit, bro. Why did everyone tell me
you
that?
You told me you don't want to watch it.
No, Mowgli told me to watch it, and I told him I don't want to watch it because it's number two on Netflix. It's number one. I would have watched it.
It was number one. It was their best fucking
it was.
Performing show ever because they released it in like
are we 30, ending this 30, shit, bro?
They hey, released it tag in us 30 on your languages,
and then I'll repost it
in
shit.
70 different countries or some shit like that. I don't
fuck
know.
Fuck Squid Games.
I watched. I didn't want to watch it at first. Because, like, I hate just, like, jumping on shit just because it's popular. But there were so many memes. I was like, all right, I have to understand it. And I knew I was going to get hooked. I hate getting invested in shows like that, but it was a good one.